This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. An attempt by abortion-friendly Senate Democrats to create federal funding of abortion has come to an end. They filibustered a bill to help women trapped in human trafficking because it would not pay for abortion. Republican senators stood their ground, and that filibuster has come to an end. The Senate will soon vote on the nomination of Loretta Lynch as Attorney General. Lynch is the federal attorney who defended partial birth abortion, saying the phrase, living fetus, was hopelessly vague. Reading the news at lifenews.com, it seems there is an epidemic of inadequate response to botched abortions by abortion clinic staff. The latest story tells how a husband had to call 911 during a botched abortion and how clinic staff refused to talk to emergency operators. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. In other headlines, pro-life research is showing how thousands of women have abortions after doctors refuse to adequately treat severe morning sickness. And some Earth Day supporters are trumpeting abortion, sterilization, and contraception as a solution to the destruction of the planet. However, in a piece at lifenews.com, Population Research Institute counters that rhetoric and suggests that an effective engagement of cultural and scientific misconceptions must be made to advance the cause of human life. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.